All right, folks, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Resume podcast. My name is Chris Papa, and today we spoke with Ryan Alizari. Ryan is a senior director, head of innovation, at Empire Management. He's also an adjunct lecturer of real estate at Baruch College in New York City, and he's the president of NAOP New York City. Very diverse background, is really, really into technology and how technology is helping real estate become more efficient, a more efficient asset class, extremely well-connected, and has a really interesting career journey. So with that, please enjoy the episode. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Happy Friday. You're in Manhattan there, born and raised, you said. Looking at your bio, Ryan, you do a lot of things. You have a lot of titles. You're the senior director at Empire Management. You're the co-creator and co-host of CRE Unplugged podcast. You're an adjunct professor or lecturer at Baruch College. And are you the NAOP NYC president?
That's right.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Anything else?
Yeah, thank you.
Any other titles?
Does being a dad count?
Yes, that's the most important one. How old are you? Kid or kids?
My daughter's 3 and my son's 7 months.
Dang, dude, you're in the middle of it. Yeah. You're right in the middle of it.
I'm in the middle of it, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So let's start with Empire Management. Can you tell us a little bit about Empire Management, kind of what you do there?
Yeah, so I serve as a senior director. Empire is a private real estate firm based in New York that oversees a portfolio of 1,600 multifamily apartments and over 500 square feet of office and retail and mixed-use properties. In 2015, we were trying to look at the pain points that our company was dealing with on a daily basis, and we realized that we needed to kind of bridge the gap between our property management team and our tenants. So we developed an app called Bixby.
I've heard of Bixby. What's up, Bixby?
Yeah, so we worked with Mark Smuckler.
I did a podcast with Mark.
yes, I remember that. So
there you go.
Mark was involved in the whole process of creating and developing the app. A lot of us worked behind the sidelines, kind of explaining to Mark what we needed in order for this app to be successful. And one of the great things about the app was tenants were able to pay for their rent through the platform. And that was such a key part of it, because at that time, there weren't other outlets that people were using that they could pay their rent, and they preferred to pay through an application. So that was a great thing. And then from there, I got really interested in learning about property technology, real estate, and real estate innovation. So I kind of took on a role as head of innovation for the company. So we've been integrating different platforms in the business, such as building management systems and Internet of Things across the portfolio.
Wow, that's awesome. Very innovative real estate firm. You don't see a lot of those. how's Mark doing? Do you ever talk to him anymore?
Mark is out in England now, so I don't talk to him as much, but we used to keep in touch from time to time. But He's now across the pond.
Yeah,
enjoying his life there.
Good. And then did that lead into the podcast where you were involved with technology? Is that kind of your interest kind of grew out of that, and you figured let's talk to a bunch of these real estate technology folks?
Well, so I'm also part of NAOP's forum, Technology in the Built World Forum. Mm. And it's about 20 of us that all have roles within the real estate technology and innovation space. And we talk about pain points. We talk about any new technologies that we see fit for our companies or any other innovations that we feel that are interesting. And my co-host and I luckily ended up sitting at the dinner the night before our forum meeting. Mm. And we kind of spoke about how we go to all these real estate conferences, technology conferences such as CRETAC, and we don't think the panelists are open and honest and really want to say what they feel about the industry. So we felt that because the commercial real estate world is siloed by itself and people aren't having these like open and raw conversations, we thought that CRE Unplugged could be the place for that. So we've gotten some great guests to kind of unplug and tell our audience members and educate our audience members about real estate technology and why they should be embracing certain innovations such as AI instead of shying away from it. Because you know we're at a place where a lot of these legacy owners, they are very against technology. They don't trust it. They feel that it's a waste of time. They don't have the budget for it. So we get these guests on that kind of explain to our audience members the benefits and why people should really be thinking more broadly about this space.
Yeah. What do you think? Where is it? I mean, AI could be used in property management with just responding to tenant inquiries and stuff like that. But where are you seeing AI could be most useful?
I'll give you one example. There's a company called Elise AI. So Elise AI is a leasing administrative chatbot. Mm-hmm. So for our team, we're considering implementing Elise AI because we have a leasing administrative team and they're constantly answering the same emails every day. Hundreds of emails answering the same questions. So instead of them answering these emails every day, if we could have a chatbot do it for them, then they could kind of look into the creative side of their role and be able to focus on what's really important, which is driving our marketing team for our leasing and also be able to figure out strategic ways into getting more tenants into our buildings. So
right.
that's just one example.
That's awesome. And then with NAOP, I'm involved with NAOP out in the Bay Area. So I'm on the REI committee, which puts together little gatherings. And how did you get involved with that? And like, what have you found is like the benefit of NAOP, and how has it kind of helped you in your career?
Yeah. So while I was at Empire, I decided to get my master's of science in real estate at Baruch College. Mm. And my first year there, NAOP held a student event to recruit students to come on the NAOP NYC chapter. And it kind of piqued my interest. I like what they were working for. So I signed up. And from there, I started as a student, a developing leader, got on the board. And this year was president. And our goal is to create events that we feel are important for our members, being able to network with the right people. But also, we also wanted to grow our developing leaders and our student membership. And we created a mentorship program so that we can have those developing leaders get the insights and knowledge that they want from senior leaders and can help them, you know, with their careers.
Yeah.
So it's been a real positive experience. And I see myself as a NAOP lifer, and everything that they have to offer has always been so beneficial from everything that they provide.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to be the NAOP chapter president, I think. At least it seems like it. I mean, I know just being on like my little committee here, it's not just, you can't just coast.
Well, can I say I'm dealing with a lot of personality, so it's
definitely
not easy.
Yeah. So let's go back in time. You said you grew up in New York. Did you always want to be in real estate? How did you kind of, I mean, your world, you're doing a lot within real estate. Like, how did you even get involved with it, or that interest peaked?
Being raised in Manhattan, I was always in, you know, I had family members that were involved in real estate. So it was always part of like my everyday like life. I had a lot of family members who were developers and owner operators all throughout the five boroughs. So I've always had that interest in learning more about the real estate side.
Gotcha. And then did you have like, what did you even know? Because growing up, I had an interest in real estate. I had family members that were developers and stuff, but I really knew nothing like what the heck they actually did. It just seemed like they were like busy and like important, you know, which seemed kind of cool. Like, what did you, like, did you go to school, like undergrad for real estate, or like, how did you like find your way into the world and how did you break into real estate?
Yes. So when I was in college during the summers, I actually started interning for real estate companies. So one of the first companies was City Habitat.
Yeah.
They were like a real estate broker
right,
firm.
Yeah.
And I was working under a senior broker, and I kind of learned how to get into this, to learn more about real estate sales, specifically apartment sales throughout New York City. So I kind of shadowed him throughout the summer and learned that side of the business, which was interesting. Another year I worked under a property management team as a junior property manager and kind of learned that side of the business. And I was always reading books pertaining to real estate and just reading articles about what was going on in the market, especially in, you know, 2008, 2009, where we had the mortgage crisis. So
yeah.
I've always been really interested in what's going on in the market, because it's always ever changing, even today. But funny enough, I decided to enter the banking world after college, and I was working for Bank of New York Mellon as a compliance analyst.
Right.
I was working with a bunch of attorneys.
That sounds very exciting.
I love the fact that I got that experience in working for a corporate firm, because now as I work for a private firm, I kind of understand the differences between both worlds. So I do appreciate the fact that I got that background in the corporate sector. But ultimately, I realized that real estate was the place that I wanted to venture into, which got me a role as an associate at Empire.
And then do you feel like the skill, like a lot of folks who are trying to get into real estate, you know, they want to get into acquisitions, you know, how it is like, you know, the sexier kind of roles, or at least they think it's the sexier roles. Like, do you feel like getting in through brokerage and property management has been like you learned the skill sets you need or like started learning it? Or is that like an efficient way to a good way to get into real estate?
I think it's a great way to get into real estate, because you start learning about the actual building itself in the property management space. On the brokerage leasing side, you could understand the different markets around you and kind of have that data in your back pocket. And then if you decide that you want to get into acquisitions or you want to become your own investor, having that type of experience and background can really help you thrive in those type of fields.
What like hard skill sets did you learn? Or like, I guess like what skill sets have you found most important throughout your real estate career? Like hard skill sets, like modeling, like was that important to you? Like what?
I learned modeling when I was at when I was at Baruch College. That's where I kind of enhanced and honed my skills with modeling. So that definitely helped a lot. I also started taking an Argus class on my own time, which really helped in learning that software program. But I think ultimately with real estate, you start to realize that it's a people business and you need to go out there and network and meet with as many people as you can. Because I think that can help you learn more about all the different aspects of the sector. And, you know, some of the best connections I've made was just going to NAIOP events or going to, you know, I graduated from George Washington University. They used to have alumni events specifically for real estate. And, you know, using those connections to kind of grow and thrive in the industry, I think that's really important.
Yeah, it's definitely a networking industry, and which is can be good for, you know, people. Yeah, and I guess the modeling is not, I'm not a real estate modeler, but can't, you know, it can be difficult for certain private equity structures, but generally pretty straightforward, right?
Of course. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. If you want to get into a REIT or a institution, you definitely have to learn your modeling skills through and through.
Right. Well, what's next for you? Are you going to be the president of all of NAIOP for the country? Like what are your kind of goals? Where do you see yourself doing? Like, what do you want to, are you getting more and more involved in the technology side of things?
Definitely getting more involved in the real estate technology side. My co-host and I, Nadine Ezzi, we're actually thinking about doing AI in real estate and the future of real estate technology workshops throughout the United States, and kind of educate people on the aspects of AI in real estate and have them learn specific applications that they could use to help them with their careers. I think we're at a pivotal point right now where people need to really learn the applications that are out there, understand generative AI. I realize that this is not going anywhere. This isn't, you know, like crypto, where a lot of people were thinking that this was going to be the revolutionary side of real estate. I think artificial intelligence is a tool that will be needed to help you with your role.
Yeah, we've had some clients, and work with a lot of clients, who are trying to integrate it and figure out how to do that and where the best places to do that. Like, I guess it feels kind of overwhelming. It's so big, and the property management side. We did a webinar on property management and AI back in the spring, and there was a lot of great ideas for that. But like internally, like running an organization, there's like the modeling part, where you invest. It seems there's a lot of ways to use it. I don't know how to do that stuff, but I guess people are being trained, or they're going to have to hire someone who knows how to do that.
100%. I'm already seeing roles for chief prompt officer.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you OpenAI, they just announced that they leased a 90,000 square foot space in an office building in New York.
Oh, wow.
And they've got hundreds of roles right now in the AI space. So people are actually interested in learning about what type of roles are out there in the artificial intelligence space. I will look at OpenAI in the career section and see what's out there, because it's really interesting what type of roles they're hiring at this juncture.
That's awesome. Well, Ryan, are you ready for the hot seat?
I was born ready.
Oh. I knew you were waiting for this all the time.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite book or podcast you'd like to recommend to the audience?
One of my favorite books when I was learning more about the real estate technology space was Rethinking Real Estate by Dror Poleg. And what I love about the book is he talks about how innovation has influenced specific asset classes in the real estate sector. So it could be retail, industrial, office, multifamily. He did predict in 2019 when he launched his book that the office market was going to change dramatically with the fact that you could work from anywhere and that you don't need an office space to do your work. That's just one of the many examples that he shares in the book, which I found fascinating. And it's still a debated topic to this day. And I think it's a book that everyone should read. And I have my students at Baruch College. I teach a real estate entrepreneurship class, and I have them read that book, and we go over it in detail, because it kind of goes into the history of certain innovations and how it influenced the specific sectors. Like, for example, cash registers for retail, and how much that changed that asset class, and then talking about what certain models are changing retail specifically. So it really gives you a kind of a great landscape into that world.
Wow, that's amazing. Cash register, I didn't think of that. Now you're a busy guy. You got a ton of things going on. You got kids. Like, I feel most people who are very busy have some sort of grounding kind of routine, whether it's they meditate, they run, they are involved with like faith-based organizations. Like, the question is, what's your morning routine? But like, what is your general routine that keeps you kind of grounded?
So I turned 40 in February, and I felt that my body wasn't acting the way it used to in my 20s and my 30s. So I started doing yin yoga the past 6 months, and it's really changed my life. I've become more focused, and my body just feels a lot better from doing that. And I was very against yoga in my younger days, but I do feel that it's a great outlet for people who are busy, who need that 1 hour to kind of get that private space for you to get into your thoughts, but also work on your body and your mind. So I highly recommend it.
That's awesome. And now, what do you look for? Like, a lot of people here are looking for jobs, I'm sure, younger folks. Like, what do you look for when you're hiring someone? What skill sets and personality, I guess?
I mean, I really look into cultural fit and seeing how they align with our team values and our working style. Adaptability is big. Like, being able to learn and pivot quickly within our team is really important. Having problem solving skills, being able to think critically, being able to offer solutions in the technology space, which I'm passionate about, and going back to how real estate's like a people's business. Having that communication skills. I'll go and talk about my podcast, CRE Unplugged. We had Spencer Levy, and he's a trained speaker. And he talked about that if you're in the real estate sector and you close that one deal and you're really happy about it, you're going to get that one deal. But if you're not able to have that public communication and critical thinking skills, and being able to communicate effectively, you're going to have a tough time closing other deals after that. And I really agree about that opinion of his.
Actually, Spencer was supposed to record a podcast with us last week. He never showed up. So,
maybe. Really? I'm sorry. Well, he's a really good guy. I think he'll come back with
we'll see. Now, we know we can't do this alone. You said your family was involved with real estate, and so, like, which mentors have had the most impact on you? You want to give a shout out to anyone?
I will give a couple of shout outs. One is I was with NAOP on the corporate side. I was part of the Visionary Foundation, and the Visionary Foundation is a 3-year program where you can be part of the Research Foundation, where they have 90 governors and they're all senior leaders in the industry. And you get to have 3 mentors through that program. And one of my mentors was Jean Kane. And she was such a great mentor because she was able to kind of give me advice into how to navigate the NAOP world and how to go and going to these conferences and who I should meet with, who I should speak to. How to gain the most out of my NAOP experience. So that was really important. But also what I loved about our relationship is that it was symbiotic. She learned a lot from me. I learned a lot from her. And we were able to really give each other a lot of insights and perspectives in the real estate sector. So I think that to me is a successful mentorship.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Ryan, you seem like a great guy. I'd love to meet you in person sometime soon when I'm back east. But congrats on all your success, man. And you, remember to take some time to do some yoga because you seem like a super busy dude.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Resume, a Jackson Lucas podcast where we take a deep dive into the career journeys of some of the top minds in real estate and equip you with the knowledge to move forward in your path towards the success you've envisioned. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to Beyond the Resume. Be grateful for your support. All episodes of Beyond the Resume are brought to you by Jackson Lucas, building inclusive and diverse businesses through talent acquisition. Visit us at jacksonlucas.com